Conversation 2. Interested in this book? This is our bestseller this week.
Bestseller? I'm considering what new ideas it gives about how to deal with the aggravating people.
It asks people to quit complaining and do something. What surprises many people about this book is it suggests that the best thing to do is to change yourself because you are not going to change the other person.
Really? It's me that has to change as opposed to the other person?
Well, have you ever changed anybody?
I've tried many times. It's not really possible, though.
That's right.
But how can I do that?
The book is here. Bring it back home and read it, and you can find the answer.
Before I pay my money, I should be clear that this book is useful for me. I don't want to pay for it and then find I have paid for nothing.
This book is definitely worth the money. The book even tells you how to deal with different types of workers, co-workers, and bosses, from the most common annoying type to the worst kind.
Give me the most common annoying type of coworker.
The most common annoying type of coworkers is called boundary busters. So, it's someone who invades your space, makes too much noise, eats up your time, or chews your ear off. They are boundary busters.
And how do I deal with them?
Again, sir, the book is here. Bring it back and read for the answer.
It seems you know a lot about this book. Can I draw the conclusion that you fancy it?
Well, frankly, I am the author. Questions 22 to 25 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
22. What do we learn about the woman? What is surprising about the book the woman recommends? 24. What kind of person is the man? 25. What is a boundary buster?